Good evening and salutations. So I found something that I wrote about 14 years ago about the Saw movies. So I used to write for a horror online magazine. So I did kind of a Saw retrospective of the movies. So this was back in 2000, oh Lord, back in 2010. So this is what I wrote. So this is the article I wrote. So every year for the last 7 years, Halloween has not only brought us candy and joy, but also a new Saw movie. I know this is a tad late since Halloween is now over, but we're going to take a look back at the Saw movies. This last Halloween, the last of the movie in the series was released. So keep in mind, this was Saw 7 that was being released. So for the horror fan, this last Saw movie did the franchise justice and revealed answers that for the past 7 years fans wondered about. And let's take a look at the Saw franchise. The first of the Saw movies was released in 2004. So it was a low-budget film, yet it was believed to possibly be one of the best Saws of all time. Now, remember, I wrote this in 2010 before all the other Saw movies came out. So, this was my perspective and what I wrote about. So, I think the film was simple and, you know, kind of went back to the old days of the suspense films. Yet, it was also an element of good gore to where it was believable but not over the top. So, as the years of the Saw movies progressed, we saw the story get a little bit more confusing. Along the way, the creators kept adding new twists as well as new alliances to Jigsaw. One of the more outstanding games or traps was Saw 3. Saw 2. The trap involved Amanda, a former addict, having to retrieve a key from a vat of hypodermic needles. And I believe that was one of the more clever games, and it really fed into the audience's fears, because we saw that Saw 2 was more about keeping Jigsaw alive, and, you know, trying to find out what was really going on. And I think we all knew he wouldn't survive, and somehow she would just take over the dynasty at one point. So Saw 5 and 6 were all about uncovering more of the secrets of Jigsaw's main plan and discovering who else was in that accomplice. So Jill, which was his wife, and Widower, was a part of the game, but I mean, at the same time, was she just an innocent victim or was she actively a part of the game? So in that final Saw 7 movie that I'm referring to in this article that I've written, there was a familiar face that turned out to be an accomplice, and everybody knows he is. So Saw 7 does a fantastic job at answering all of those questions, and we all know it was Detective Hoffman that was involved in all of these. But, like I said, this was an article that I had written about, 2010. So this was 14 years ago. And think about the Saw franchise now. So, can we say, I did like Spiral. Everybody did not like it. Because it did kind of go off the railings. I think it was meant to be not a part of the actual Saw Jigsaw franchise. It was kind of like, hey, we gotta put a movie out and we're gonna reference to this. So yeah, it was kind of off the rails, but I did enjoy it. Like, I'm not gonna lie, as a if I could take the whole it's not a Jigsaw Saw movie and separate it, I did enjoy the movie. I did enjoy Jigsaw as well, but the new Jigsaw that just came out, I did really enjoy. And a lot of people didn't like it because everybody's like, you left the whole opening, open, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, you guys gotta realize this is like a prequel to the prequels. So it was like going in between the first movie and in between before he started the first movie. So it was like before the first movie and the second, but in between maybe the first and in between the third. I really do enjoy the story, and that's what always it seems like it frustrates me about that movie, but it doesn't, because a lot of horror purists don't understand the timeline, and it does get confusing. I'm not gonna lie, it does get confusing. But if you really start breaking it down, I mean, I am such a nerd that I have literally watched every movie and broke down like the timelines. So I do get the timelines. It's a very long story. It'll probably take me. Okay, one day I will do a podcast of me breaking down each timeline. It's gonna take me about an hour to break it all down because it is very complicated. But if you pay attention, and I mean not like really pay attention, because I have always been a horror movie fan where you have to pay attention to every single detail and every single aspect, and as painstaking as it is, you have to if you're gonna follow a franchise like this, and especially one like this, because it's not the average franchise. Because yes, there's been Friday the 13th, Freddy's, Halloween and stuff, but this particular franchise, they follow a timeline, and you have to really pay attention to the details, to the story, to the, the actors, to the characters. It's very meticulous, and that's the one thing I have to give them credit for, because there's not a lot of horror movies that take the time to do that, where they build it. And they, I mean, even if it's not the same writers that are writing, the fifth and sixth one, they still stick to that timeline and those characters and that storyline. So that's where I have to appreciate it and follow it. I'm gonna follow this shit to the end eventually. I mean, there probably will be a Saw 15 that I will enjoy, but that is just my perspective, my thing. I really enjoy these movies, and it's also it was a way for me and my dad, we bonded over it because they always came out around his birthday, and that was it's still what we do. I don't want to say what we did, but that's what we do. So yeah, I just wanted to share that was it was I've randomly found like one of the articles that I had written, but yeah, I'm just getting tired, and now my cat is on my lap and trying to eat my Pizza Hut breadsticks. But hope everybody has a great weekend, and yeah, sayonara. Ew, Memphis, stop. And to all the people that I play Dungeons and Dragons with, I will see you guys on Tuesday, and I will destroy you. Maybe, if you protect me. Peace.